Psachim, Perek Dal, Mishnah Dalit. We continue our discussion of various halachas that are totally in Mekaymos. Yesh Mekaymos Shenagu Kain, Yesh Mekaymos Shaloi Nagu. Mokim Shenagu Lechot Soli Belele Psachim. Remember that the Karban Pesach can only be eaten soli, can only be eaten roasted. And because of that, there shouldn't be Cholila looking like somebody is bringing a Karban Pesach outside Yerushalayim. So there was a Gzeira of not eating tzli, not eating roasted meat, with takanoik that way, outside of the Korban Pesach. Look in the Pesach, we see in Tofai and Vov, and there's different levels of choymer. What about tzli v'achakach mavushul, where the final product looks more like a mavushul than a tzli? There were geyser. What about a bishloy, and then you made it into tzli? There, the texture doesn't really look like a tzli. In fact, he did a maaseh tzliya to it to make it more firm, more hard. L'maaseh, it has more of a texture of a dava mavushal that the pesach mamater. It's what's called tzli keder, which is not full roasting. And what about l'mashal chicken, basa oif? Doim a carbon pesach. Everybody knows that's not a carbon pesach. Afil hachi, the yochin brings down the pesach mamaseh machmeh. Next halacha. Mokim shenagu lahadlag saner b'leila yom ha-kippurim. The minig was to leave the light on in order to make a differentiation because Lele Yom Kippur is the only night of the year, Midaraisa, which is also B'tash Meshavita. And because of that, they left the light on to make a heker. There was such a minig. So Madlikin, Mokum Shinagu Shaloi Lahadlik. In Madlikin, the Gemara explains it's not that they didn't have the chash. They held that it was better, Adarab, to be in the dark. If you're in the dark, people can't see each other. There's less of a chashash they're going to be mishamish. Umadlikim bebate knesis bebate midrashois. They light in shuls where people are on Yom Kippur. Same way we light on Shabbos. One of the reasons for lighting is shalom bayis that the houses people shouldn't bump into things and bump into each other in bate knesis bebate midrashois. Certainly, it's full of people. Mavoyis ha'afel and people going in alleyways. Any place where there's no yichud ish v'ishtoi, so over there, avadi do light. V'agabi ha'cholim, also the beds of cholim, also there's no chash of tash v'shamita, so over there they do light. Mishnah, hey, mokum shenagu lasis malocha b'tishubov, oisin, there are places that they were noig an iser malocha on tishubov. If they were noig lasis malach to do malach on Tisha B'Av oisim, there's no iser per se on Tisha B'Av of doing malach. There's a din of avelus. So the Gemara speaks out that the din of avelus meikir adin on ovel rachman al tzlan and avelus chadasha is certainly not allowed to do malach. Avelus yishana, unfortunately, chubin beis hamikdash and avelus yishana, we've been there for many years. There were those that were noyig l'maisa to treat it as a fresh avelus and not to do malacha. Says the Mishnah, b'chol makoim, tamid hacham b'telim. That's for sure that tamid hacham, the upper echelon, avada on makbin not to be mesiach das, me avelus. Tamid hacham have a higher responsibility in recognition of what a Beis HaMikdash is. So for them, for sure, they're not mesiach das and therefore there's no malacha. He should be noig. It's admirable for a person to nem on that chumrah. That means that there's no. We don't frown at a person taking on a mode of behavior. We don't say it's Mexico Yoro. The Gemara speaks out. There's no chash Mexico Yoro. Here the Mishnah does something interesting. The Mishnah goes back to where it started from. Bella, why in Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah returns to the theme of Mishnah Aleph. We're going back to Erev Pesach. Yehuda oisim malacha b'arvei psachim. Ad chatzos, that was the meaning in Yehuda. Ubegolil. In Golil, lohei oisim kolikir. They didn't do malacha at all. In Golil, they were more machim than Yehuda. Now, the Mishnah adds, what about halayla? What about Erev Pesach? Leil Erev Pesach. The night of Bedika. Beshamay oisim. Interessant. Beshamay holds that since the day is like we said, a semi-yomtiv. So the Issa Malacha, obviously we're not talking over here about Malacha, you're allowed to be Baidik Larnay, you're doing Malacha with that. When we do Malacha, we're talking about doing work.
So let's say by us, after Chatzos, haircuts, cutting nails, things that are not just preparations for the yoim, but things that are work, certainly real work, hammering and drilling and gardening, v'chule. What about balaylo? So since it's a yomtiv, b'shamay holds, by night also it's also. B'shil matir and ada netzacham, b'shil holds that the whole discussion was only half a day or the full day, but only by day. B'shil, the Gemara says, learns out by a tainis. By a tainis, on the lesser tainisim, not Tisha B'av and Yom Kippur, the tainis doesn't start in the morning. Some people think the tainis starts in the morning. The tainis starts at night. The yoim tzoim, you look in the Gemara, the Rishonim, they learn up in the Gemara in the tainis, that you say aneinu by night also. Why? Because it's yoim tzoim tainisenu. But the iser achila that defines the day only starts in the morning. You don't need the iser achila, the tzoim, as far as eating is concerned, to define the whole day as a yoim tzoim. So the same thing is over here also. An iser malacha, part of the day, defines the whole day as a quasi-yomtiv. So Beis Hillel holds the whole day. Now, again, in that shita of Beis Hillel, we have a machloikis that there were fashid minogim, there was a minig of Yehud, there was a minig of Golu. Beis Shammai held more than that. Beis Shammai held the whole day has to have a semi-iser malacha, because otherwise you're not giving the day its definition as a yomtiv.